The Constitution-Making Process Bill provides the legal ground for establishing a National Constitution Review Commission, a body mandated to work on the South Sudan Permanent Constitution-Making Process as stipulated in the Revitalized Peace Agreement. The Review Commission shall develop its plan of action, recruit members of Constitutional Drafting Committee, conduct civic education and guarantee accessibility of the civic education materials to all sectors. It shall validate a first draft of the Constitution and present to a conference a report containing the outcomes of the first stage of public consultations on the progress of the permanent constitution-making process. Jemanu Nkumba, Speaker of the National Legislative Assembly, chaired today's sitting on the third and final stage of the bill as it was passed by the Parliament.
I congratulate all of you, and I hope and believe and urge all of you to continue with this spirit so that we can be able to handle the bills that are before us, including the security bills that will also be tabled this week, and other subsequent bills that will come from the Ministry of Justice.
The bill now waits President Salva Kiir's signature for it to become a law. The bill requires the unity government reconstitute the National Constitution Review Commission within 45 days after being signed into a law. The commission shall have 57 members led by a chairperson and a deputy chair. The parties and stakeholders to the agreement shall nominate and submit a list of their nominees to a task force within 30 days after the bill becomes a law. The members are expected to be drawn from the unity government, political parties, youth and women groups, as well as civil society organizations, academics, and regional and international experts. The commission shall be an independent body. Upon conclusion of the consultation, the Justice Minister shall transmit the names of the proposed nominees to the executive of the unity government for appointment to the commission. Peter Lomude Francis, a member of the South Sudan Opposition Alliance, says today's vote puts the country on track for creating a permanent constitution.
Now the executive of the Artigono will now appoint the reconstituted NCRC for this constitution-making process to kickstart, and that is going to include the public consultations, the civic education all over the country to generate the views of the South Sudanese on how they want the permanent constitution to look like.
It is the second time the bill has been tabled in its third reading. It was first tabled some months ago when lawmakers from the SPLMIO were not attending parliamentary sessions. They had boycotted a sitting of the parliament months ago after accusing the House Speaker of unfairness in the way sessions were handled. President Salva Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar agreed the bill would be sent back to the parliament in the interest of implementing the peace agreement. Justin Joseph Marona is the acting chief whip of the SPLMIO.
Now the bill look like a very good bill, and then all the errors and all the other issues that were missed in the previous time, and then we rearrange it, and especially in the areas of the functions of the commission and the responsibilities of the chairperson of the commission.
The unity government has already missed the deadline for establishing the constitution-making commission. According to the new roadmap of the peace deal, the parties were to establish the commission by late August. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.